Eugen Karl Czernin and his scientific achievements in the American garden in Chudenice and beyond. The wide-ranging interests of Count Eugen Karl Czernin, 1796 to 1868, included history, archaeology, and art, as well as topography and the natural sciences, particularly botany and mineralogy. He acquired a great deal of expertise in these fields, which determined the course of his life both in Vienna and also on his family's Czech estates. Close friends of Count Czernin included not only the prominent Naturphilosoph and polymath Georg Franz August von Buquois, but also the historian František Palacký and the linguist Abbé Josef Dobrovský, whom Eugen Karl Czernin befriended when he was only 14 years old. Dobrovský later became tutor to Czernin's children and, moreover, for many years collaborated in the Count's studies in the fields of history, archaeology, and botany. Dobrovský's botanical treatise, entitled Entwurfs eines Pflanzensystems nach Saalen und Verhältnissen, der Schlüssel zur Vereinigung der künstlichen Pflanzensystems mit der natürlichen Methode, Outline of the Plant System According to Numbers and Relationships, the Key to Unifying the Artificial Plant System by the Natural Method, was certainly a fitting topic in their science-related discussions. In the natural sciences, Eugen Karl Czernin was further influenced by the naturalist passion of the paleobotanist and founder of the patriotic, later national, museum, Caspar von Sternberg, whom he met in Prague, Vienna, and Chudenice, now Chudenice. Count Czernin was also considerably influenced by the prominent trend of Naturphilosophie. One of the leading representatives was the German poet, writer, and naturalist Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, who also often stayed at the spas of West Bohemia. Count Czernin not only read the scholar's works on plant metamorphoses and morphology, but also met him several times as a child at the Schönhof, now Krasny Dvor estate, and also later in West Bohemia. However, one of Eugen Karl Czernin's favourite places to stay in Bohemia was Chudenice, which enabled him to devote himself fully to his beloved botanical interests. Around the Lázeň chateau, Eugen Karl followed up on the activities of his father, Johann Rudolf Czernin, and enlarged the landscape park, which from the 1830s included not only greenhouses and propagation houses, but also a constantly expanding fruit nursery. In 1844, Count Czernin himself considered it, given the diversity of its tree species and varieties, to be the richest in Bohemia. In 1842, his interest in dendrological curiosities and exotic trees led Eugen Karl Czernin to establish an ornamental tree nursery, which played an important role in experiments to introduce foreign, particularly North American tree species, in the Czech lands. Nowadays, this important arboretum, known as the American Garden since 1844, includes some 200 species of coniferous and deciduous trees. This is where many of these trees were planted for the very first time in Bohemia, as is the case with the famous Chudenice Douglas fir, Pseudotsuga menziesii. The Czernins were greatly assisted in choosing exotic tree species by the prominent Czech natural scientist Ladislav Josef Čelakovský, who, after the death of Eugen Karl Czernin, played a major role in the further development of the remarkable garden at the Lázeň chateau, and also organized meetings of famous European botanists there. The American Garden retained its collections and nurseries. Seedlings continue to be sold until the middle of the 20th century.